Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, I am your dependence, not on external circumstances and those things that cause you to worry and have unease. You seek comfort, you seek exhortation, you seek to arrange yourself surrounded by strengths that will not come through for you, though they seem readily available. Listen closely. Cease this dependence upon man. I'm the very essence of redemption and righteousness, and I am already present within you. Look inward. Look into the core of your being and find me there. That's where you'll discover true salvation. Don't chase after fleeting goals, fleeting effects, the approval of others, or worldly achievements. These are illusions that bring only temporary, fleeting satisfaction. Focus on me, for I am the source of your sustenance, the staff of strength that upholds you. You needn't tirelessly toil for your needs. Work has its place. Find employment and fulfillment in it. Don't let it become a burden you carry solely for survival, for I am your life force, your very being. Imagine yourself as a garden, and I am the tree of life planted firmly in its center. I have placed you in your life as I placed Adam and Eve in the paradise known as Eden. My presence is the wellspring of your strength. Within you, I am mighty, for I am your truth. I am your way, and I am your life. Trust in this truth, and the anxieties that grip you will loose their hold, for you are not alone. Split a piece of wood, and I am there. Lift a stone, and there you will find me, for I am here, the constant source of strength and provision, bringing you to the very fulfillment of my promise. Lean into me and find the peace and security you seek. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. Because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.